Blog Talk Radio.
If you can hear my voice, one and all. I'd like to kick off our broadcast by mentioning two events that are happening as we get on play here at Turnbuckle Turmoil. SMCW Academy and Promotion launched their first show about an hour ago at the Smoky Mountain Arena in Waynesville, North Carolina. We here at Turnbuckle Turmoil would like to wish all at SMCW the best with regard to all their endeavors. Also, Blue Collar Wrestling Association has their annual event Super Slam underway as I speak. This event is taking place in Southgate, Michigan. The action is always electric in BCWA, and tickets are a bargain, folks. Now for some events that are taking place this week, beginning with Monday, February 8th. WWE is in Lafayette, Louisiana, at the Lafayette Cajun Dome. AAA is at the Paloma Bull Ring in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Tuesday, February 9th, WWE at the Baton Rouge River Center Arena in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Moving on to the Indies, American Combat Wrestling Underground will be at the Bourbon Street Nightclub in Port Richey, Florida. Bell time is 8:30 p.m. HOPWF at the Superior Pro Wrestling Training Center in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is located at 237 East Franklin Street. Bell time is 7:30. You can get information at the NWL website, nwlwrestling.com, to get in on the action there. Real Action Wrestling with their weekly Tuesday evening show at the Shamrock Nightclub in Barberton, Ohio. Door time is 6 p.m., bell time 8 p.m. XVW, Extreme Valley Wrestling, at the Sorg Opera House in Middleton, Ohio. Bell time there, 7:30 p.m. United Wrestling Association, Knoxville, Tennessee, with their weekly show. Bell time, 8 p.m. Tickets, $5. All Japan Pro Wrestling at the Oyama Municipal Cultural Center in Tochigi, Japan. Osaka Pro will be at the Move-On Arena in Osaka, Japan. Wednesday, February 10th, AWA Productions Weekly Show at the AWAP Training Center in Olney, Illinois. Bell time, 7:30 p.m. You can get information through their MySpace, myspace.com/IWA Productions. Kinfolk Wrestling Weekly Show at Pigeon Forge National Guard Armory, 1856 Ridge Road, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Bell time there, 8 p.m. Information can be had at kfwwrestling.com. Ohio Valley Wrestling at the New Davis Arena in Louisville, Kentucky, with their weekly show. Bell time there, 7 p.m. You can go to ovwwrestling.com for more information on their shows. Thursday, February 11th, WWE will be in Ecuador. TNA Total Nonstop Action, University of Virginia John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, Virginia. Also on Thursday, FCW at the FCW Arena in Tampa, Florida, with their weekly show, 7:30 bell time there. Great Championship Wrestling at the Great Skateplex in Alabama, weekly show there, 7:30 p.m. They will be having a Six Corners of Torture match with the GCW title up for grabs as Murder One faces Bull Buchanan. Also, J-Rod versus Frankie Valentine and much more. Renegade Outlaw Wrestling, Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly show. At the National Brawl Room, 6th and Georgia, bell time 7:30. Total Championship Wrestling in Austin, Texas at Club Fuse with their weekly show. The address there, 505 Neches. TNT in San Antonio, Texas at the Mi Mercado Flea Market. Moving on to Friday, February 12th, WWE at Michigan State University, the Student Event Center there in East Lansing, Michigan. WWE will also have another card in Ecuador, TNA, at the Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Getting some independent wrestling in here, Alternative Pro Wrestling in Royston, Georgia, with their weekly show at the Royston Gym, bell time 8:15 p.m. All-Star Wrestling, Tampa, Florida, with a weekly show at Stroker's Billiards. CHW Wrestling, Old Hickory, Tennessee, with their weekly show, 6:30 bell time on that at the Old Hickory Community Center. ECB Wrestling, Knoxville, Tennessee, with a weekly show. The Green Acres Flea Market, 8 p.m. bell time. Georgia Championship Wrestling, Red Barn Wrestling, Calhoun, Georgia, with a weekly show at the Big Red Barn Flea Market, 8 p.m. bell time. Pro South Wrestling, Piedmont, Alabama, with a weekly show. 627 Southern Avenue, bell time there, 7 p.m. Southern Wrestling Federation, Tullahoma, Tennessee, with a weekly show. 106 Southside Drive is the location there, 8 p.m. TFW, the Future of Wrestling, Tupelo, Mississippi, with a weekly show. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., bell time at 8 p.m. East Coast Pro Wrestling, American Legion Post number 80 in Binghamton, New York. Far North Wrestling at the Days Inn in Butler, Pennsylvania. M1W at the American Sports Center in Anaheim, California. NWWA at the National Guard Armory in Hammond, Indiana. Florida Championship Wrestling debuts in Melbourne at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida. Bell time is 7:30 p.m. there, but the doors open at 6:30 p.m. Ticket outlets include Buddy's Home Furnishings in Melbourne, and you can get more information by going to fcwwrestling.info. National Wrestling Association and Big Time Wrestling present a fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. This event takes place at the Charlotte Harbor Event and Conference Center, 75 Taylor Road, Punta Gorda, Florida, bell time, 7:30 p.m. You can call 941-639-5833 for tickets. OCWA at the Sharpsville Gym in Sharpsville, Indiana. STW at the June Bodden Elite School of Dance and Acrobatics in Port Neches, Texas. Doors open at 6 p.m., bell time 7 p.m., and you can get more information on STW shows by going to southtexaswrestling.com. SWF at the SWF Arena in Tullahoma, Tennessee, also on Friday night. CAP at the Wagner Community Center, 301 South Grant Avenue in Wagner, Oklahoma. Tickets $5. Bell time on that is 8 p.m. Match is already announced. Steve Sterling versus Brandon Walker versus Ty Thunder versus Crucifier versus Dexter Hardaway versus Brett Taylor for the vacant TAP Adrenaline title. TAP Tag Team Champions Texas Outlaws, Inc. defend the title against Rand Gallows, Ray Martinez, and Jesus Rodriguez. TAP Heavyweight Champion Reckless defends his title against the Canadian Red Devil. TAP Oklahoma Heritage Champion Shane Morbid defends the title against Dutch Hagen, also scheduled to appear, Excellence Personified. Michael H., The Unknown, Michael York, Justin Lee, and many more. Southern Extreme Championship Wrestling. Also on Friday, February 12th at 7:30, doors open at 6:30 at the Gold Dust Park Gym in Villarica, Georgia. All tickets, $8. Kids 6 and under free. Students receive a $2 off coupon from the rec center or local schools. The main event there, a no DQ grudge match. There will be no one allowed at ringside, period, when J-Rod faces Frankie Valentine. SECW semi-main event, a 10-man up the pole battle royal. Winner will become the number one contender for Extreme Division Champion. A number one contenders match when Cree Jones faces Ace Rockwell. Also, an SECW fatal three-way match. Kyle Matthews, Sean Tempers, and Bulldog Reigns lock it up. SECW women's match, the beautiful Jenny Wright versus a mystery opponent. And the Nightmare and Andrew Pendleton III versus Dark Gable and Billy Knight. TRP at the Creative Auction Hall in New Bedford, Massachusetts, also on Friday night. WOW at the VFW Hall, Post 8905 in Cypress, Texas. Gold Dragon Wrestling at the Timothy Eaton Gardens in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. Dragon Gate Pro Wrestling in Aichi, Japan. Osaka Pro again at the Move-On Arena in Osaka, Japan. Three Count Wrestling at the Billingham Social Club in Billingham, England. All-Star Wrestling, City Hall in Hull, England, and VPW Varsity Pro Wrestling at the Portsmouth Guild Hall in Portsmouth, England. Now I'd like to bring on my co-host.
Good Good afternoon, all you wrestling maniacs. This is QT Vopes, and I'd like to do my weekly segment, Wrestlers on the Radar. And thank you, JD, for your hard work on all those schedules. Our first wrestler on the radar is Blue Nikita. Our listeners are encouraged to look up the YouTube video, Blue Nikita versus Wesna, no DQ match. This young lady is originally from Germany and wrestles out of Greece. I cannot find any info on upcoming events for Blue Nikita because some of her MySpace page is in German, but fans should see her MySpace page regardless. Our second wrestler on the radar is Wade Hess. He had a great match against Dr. Cleaver in Oregon City, Oregon on January 31st. This DOA wrestler fought a good match, but lost the first match in a best of seven series matches to the surgical steel of Sex Appeal. Match two is a I Quit match, with not only Cleaver's mohawk on the line, but both Wade's and the Corner Kid's hair too. The next DOA event is February 28th. The card is entitled Sheer Determination, and the doors will be open at 4:30, and bell time is 5 p.m. This will be held at the Annex at 1703 Beaver Creek Road, Oregon City, Oregon. Our third wrestler on the radar is Brokeback Billy. This lion of libido is making an appearance at Castleman's Bar and Venue in Denver, Colorado. He will be wrestling for PHNW Wrestling Organization on this February 21st venue. You can get your tickets today at http://ink.ms/OD30B. Wrestling viewers can see Brokeback Billy in an interesting YouTube video called Brokeback Billy Takes on the PHNW Greens, the Yard Tards. Now, JD, I had a chance to further analyze this wrestler with the help of an additional YouTube video that's entitled Brokeback Billy Wins Softcore Title. And I can't help but notice that Billy is one that is not afraid to express his feelings. If ever there was a straight-up guy, it's Mr. Brokeback. Talk about a guy that will always be up front with you. He never go behind your back, unless you were handcuffed, maybe. I believe Brokeback Billy feels at home anywhere and can fit into any social situation, all the way from Hollywood's red carpet gala events to the unforgiving prison yards of San Quentin and Rahway State. In fact, Billy strikes me as a tough enough guy to even welcome hard time. My question to you listeners, can Billy break the gabardine and polyester cotton blend bonds that hold back his true talent so he can wreak even more havoc on his fellow opponents? And this concludes my Wrestler on the Radar segment. Back to you, JD.
Well, you have left me speechless. I did want to mention we had a great kid on last week from the IWF in Colorado, Mr. Paul Stedich. If you're out there listening, Paul, thank you for coming on, and you're welcome back anytime. Paul also has an event coming up at the Buffalo Room on February 14th. He'll be wrestling on the IWF card there, and you can get any information regarding IWF events that you would need at IWFpromotions.com. We have some events I'd like to mention for Saturday, February 13th, moving on down the calendar. WWE will be at the Alliant Energy Center Coliseum in Madison, Wisconsin. They'll also be in San Jose, Costa Rica. For the Indies, 412PE at the community building in Marble City, Oklahoma. Doors, they open there at 6 p.m. Bell time is at 7 p.m. This is a benefit for the Marble City Community Organization. So go out and see all your favorite 412PE stars there. 1ZW Wrestling, February 13th. That's also Saturday. 7 p.m. at the Impact Arena. 1009 Southwest F Avenue in Lawton. The card is being called Violent Valentine. Admission is $5. UWE at the Cherokee County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 6 p.m. there. This is in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hope I pronounced that right. Bell time is at 7 p.m. The following matches have been announced. Texas Bull Rope match. First man to touch all four corners in clockwise motion wins. Bone Crusher Bobby Burns versus Mountain Man Montana. A body slam match. First man to body slam the other wins. Ladies Big Man. The Ladies Man Big Smooth versus the Mercenary there. Lumberjack match with wrestlers surrounding the ring. Fuel versus Mr. Ooh La La with Demolition. Number one contender for the UWE Championship. Contract on a pole match. First one to grab the contract wins. Brandon Walker versus Terry Cage versus Tyson Armstrong versus Ray Martinez versus a mystery entrant in that event. An intergender tag team match also on that card. Princess Britannia and Mike Guns versus Reckless Ryan Reed and Lena Starr. Also, a no-holds-barred UWE Championship match. No DQs, no countouts. Anything goes when the UWE Champion Thrill Killer Anarchy versus the Messiah, Jonathan Cross. ComPro will be at the Sheridan Avenue Christian Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Admission there is $5. That is on Saturday at 8 p.m. Night of Champions, all titles on the line when the ComPro champion Shane Morbid will face Richie Adams. ComPro tag team champions Michael York and Reckless versus Legion 13 in a submission match. ComPro Oklahoma X Division champion the Canadian Luchador versus Bobby Starr versus the Masked Martyr in a triple threat match. Also, ComPro Showtime champion Ignition versus Evan Newcastle, plus Curtis Riggs versus Justin Lee, and a whole lot more. We move on to Georgia. Hiram, Georgia, Total Championship Wrestling. When they present your Bloody Valentine's Saturday, February 13th at the Alpha Fighting Systems. Tickets at the door, $8 for adults, 7 years to 12 years, $5, 6 years and under is free. Doors open at 7 p.m., bell time is at 8 p.m. Awesome. TC versus Hard Luck Eddie Wilson. They'll also have Mr. Excitement, Brandon Fuller facing Scott the Man Prater. Roxy will encounter Crystal Fire. Oreo versus Redneck Rick Hayes. The Freak will encounter Murder One. JW Christian squares off with Pretty Boy Floyd. Of course, as always, the card is subject to change. Advance tickets, just $5. You can call 404-213-4632 or 770-871. Scratch the second number. If you want tickets for that event, call 404-213-4632. We'll move on to ACE, American Championship Entertainment at the ACE Arena in Union City, New Jersey. St. Valentine's Day Massacre, doors open 7 p.m., bell time is at 8 p.m. Main event there, Extreme Rules Championship match, as Mo Sexton will square off against Tommy Dreamer. Rob Vegas will be facing Dan Math, Ace Diamond Division Championship, as Bruno Marciano, the champion, takes on Mike Donovan. A ladder match, the winner gets an Ace Tag Team title shot in March as Rated X encounter Midnight Sensations. An Ace Tag Team Championship tables match as Saints of Brutality, the champions, clash with heavy hitters. Also, fans get to bring the weapons as Tom Scanlon tackles William Wyeth. And how about this? For those anticipating the third anniversary show of Women's Spirit Uncensored on March 6th, a WSU Spirit Championship match as Alicia, the champion, squares off with Jana. All this and a whole lot more, that's February 13th at the Ace Arena in Union City, New Jersey. For additional information and to buy tickets online, go to aceprowrestling.com. APW, American Pro Wrestling, will be at the American Coliseum in Spartanburg, South Carolina on Saturday. Also, Adrenaline Pro Wrestling presents No Love Lost at the Community Hall in Milo, Iowa. Bell time there is 6:30 p.m. ASW at the ASW Arena in Lewisburg, Tennessee. Also, ASWA at the National Guard Armory in Lexington, North Carolina. Bad Intentions featuring the third annual Pez Watley Memorial Tag Team Tournament there. Bell time is 7:30. ASWF at the Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas. Bell time is 7 p.m. and tickets are only $6 there. American Wrestling Federation at Cannon Falls High School in Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Bell time there, 7:30 p.m. All-Star Wrestling Network with their weekly show, AWN Wrestleplex in Fort Valley, Georgia. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Bell time, 8 p.m. there. Bluegrass Championship Wrestling at the Rec Center, also on Saturday in Paintsville, Kentucky. Brew City Wrestling at the Knights of Columbus Hall in West Allis, Wisconsin. A three-way dance there for the BCW heavyweight title, as it's the current BCW champion, Nick Colucci versus Mickey McCoy versus Din T. Moore. Also, a chair match with former friends, now enemies, Hardcore Craig mixing it with Metalhead Steve Stone and much more. For more information, you can go to BrewCityWrestling1.com. CCW at the Police Athletic League Gym in Davie, Florida. CWA at the National Guard Armory in Gastonia, North Carolina. They'll be putting on your Valentine's card at 7:30 p.m. bell time. Come see wrestling from Lodi, the Insane Lumberjack Timber, Roughhouse Ryan O'Reilly, Jay Batista, Six, Superstar Manager Joey Nugs, J.D. Costello, John Schuyler, and some cruiserweights that'll bring down the house. CZW is offering a free show on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at the arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia street fight there as Necro Butcher versus the new horrors, Sammy Callahan. Also, Drake Younger versus Drew Blood. Eddie Kingston will face Scumbag Devin Moore. Tag Team Challenge number one, Ezreal and Bandito Jr. versus Rich Swan and Ryan McBride. Tag Team Challenge number two, Spanish Armada versus Zero Gravity. Tag Team Challenge number three, HD Tyler Baritis and Adam Cole versus Ryan Slater and Drew Gulak. DJ Hyde versus Chainsaw Joe Gacy, AR Fox versus Jonathan Gresham, also confirmed to appear there, Danny Havoc, and a whole lot more. BCW at the BCW Arena in Dalton, Georgia. BCW at the Doghouse Arena in Jonesboro, Arkansas. EPW at the EPW Arena in Boonville, Mississippi. EWA, Tall Cedars Hall in Parkville, Maryland. FRW, American Legion, in White River Junction, Vermont, GAWF, at Hosford and Togolia Game Room and Entertainment Center in Telogia, Florida. NWL, HOPWF, National Wrestling League and House of Pain Wrestling Federation, at 157th MPC Army National Guard Armory in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Bell time is 7:30 p.m. HVW, High Velocity Arena in Hendersonville, North Carolina. HWA, HWA Arena in Laverne, Tennessee. IWE, Dino's Catering Hall in Brewer, Maine. KP, Knox Pro Domain in Burbank, California. LWO, Boys and Girls Club in Lodi, New Jersey. MWE, Holy Nativity Lutheran Church in New Hope, Minnesota. MWF, Vietnam Veterans Center in Lincolnton, North Carolina. NBW, New Bern Entertainment Center in New Bern, Tennessee. National Championship Wrestling will be at NCW Arena in Greenville, South Carolina. NWA on Fire, Nomad's Adventure Quest in South Windsor, Connecticut. Bell time 7 p.m. there. NWA Platinum at the American Legion Post number 37 in Michigan City, Indiana. OTW at the Monster Factory in Belmar, New Jersey. OVW, New Davis Arena in Louisville, Kentucky. PCW, American Legion in Summit, Illinois. And we have a call. Caller from the 503 area code. You're on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Who might I be speaking with?
This is Kevin from DOA.
Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Getting ready to watch the Super Bowl.
All right. Who do you have picked to win, Kevin?
I'm going with New Orleans. Since they beat my Minnesota team, I'll take New Orleans.
All right. Beating Minnesota was a tall order.
Oh, yeah, it was. Minnesota beat themselves in that game, so we'll just leave it at that.
So, this is true. So what news do you have from Battleground DOA?
The Battleground of DOA? Not much right now, just our next show on February 28th. That's when we're doing our show, and it's called Sheer Determination. And it's going to be very interesting. Title on the line, hair on the line. It's going to be a good show. Got a lot of good matches. It's going to be a tag tournament show, except for the main event. We got Reno Scum and them coming back in, and it was a great show last time. This one's even going to be better.
Yeah, QT made it down there last time. QT, you want to expound on that a bit?
Hello, Kevin. QT here.
How you doing?
Fantastic wrestling match that you had January 31st.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of praise for our shows, and it's just picking up more and more as we go. We're going to be heading to Portland pretty soon. We're just doing Oregon City right now, but we're going to be expanding the market, moving around here and there. Never know, maybe into Washington someday. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I saw on your second match a team of Bubba Blanchard and C.J. Edwards. Now, C.J. Edwards is one tough kid. I saw a wrestler, Paul Isadora, throw him over the top rope. And C.J. had kind of a hard landing. Do you have an update on C.J.'s condition?
Yeah, he's all right now. He's a little shook up. We don't use masks, as you know, because you've been there. It was you know, Paul's 7 feet tall, and he just picked him all the way over his head and just threw him through the ropes, over the top of the ropes. And he's doing all right, though. He wrestled a different show this last Friday in a table ladders chairs match for another company and got kind of beat up there. But he takes a lot and just keeps coming back.
Yes, and he seemed to have a lot of foreign objects in his trunks to begin the match with. But
if you're only 5'4" and you're going against this big giant, so he had a few extra weapons. It only took 10 minutes to check them. you know, crowbars, whatever he had, he had. He had to find them. That's the referee.
Good point. That is a good point, yes. And, you know, in the final match, I saw Thunder going up against the Sinner, Jason Sullivan. A brutal match that ended up outside the ring, and Thunder leaping off a hydraulic lift. Both wrestlers seem to have gotten very banged up in that match.
Yeah.
Can you give an update on both their...
Thunder's doing all right. Jason screwed up his knee. He may be out of action for a while. We don't know. His knee was pretty screwed up when he came off that, when it came off the hydraulic system onto the table.
Ah, I see.
Oh, you were there.
Kevin, I was there. It was brutal. Kevin, I was wondering what your exact title of DOA is. What is your true job there?
I was the commissioner, but I'm basically started the company with a couple other guys, so I'm on the board of directors, basically. And I help with the ring announcing when Bulldog's not there. I help in the back. I help with commentating, whatever it needs to do to get the show done.
I see. And when is your...
Tech of all trades.
when is your next upcoming event for DOA? Can you fill us in? I think it's at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's February 28th. It's called Determination, and the main event is Wade by God Hiss, the Illuminati against Dr. Cleaver, and it's the second in the seven matches. Cleaver won the first one. It's the best 4 out of 7, basically, what it is, or if you have to go the whole 7, it'll decide the championship. But this is a hair match where if Cleaver loses, he loses his mohawk. You know how proud he is of that. And if Wade Hess loses, not only does Wade Hess lose his hair, but so does his son, who's like 9, 10 years old. So either way, someone's losing their hair in that second match.
Ah, yes. And, you know, recently Cleaver had a trial separation with G-Shock. Seems G-Shock has a new partner, Jonas Albert Robinson. Can you fill us in on Jonas Albert Robinson, and do you believe that this new found tag team can last? And will Cleaver find another partner?
Well, right now, Cleaver is so determined to get that heavyweight belt back. I really don't think he's looking at the future of having a partner right now. He just wants that, what he's had before, he wants it back. I mean, he's always been a champion. I've run two other companies, and he's been the champion at both those companies. He's a hard-working wrestler. He's not very much a fan favorite, you know, because he doesn't care much for the fans. He just likes what he does, and that's hurt people and take the belts. I think this guy, Jonas, he's new. I heard he's had some great training in the ring. He's a really good wrestler. He's a little cocky for being a rookie, let's say. But he has teamed up with one of the best veterans around the Northwest, and that's G-Shock. And I think their tag team will triumph over one of these other ones that are out there. I mean, you got someone with the cockiness of Jonas and the talent of G-Shock. I think you can go places.
Ah, I see. And sometimes on the show I do a weekly ranking of wrestlers. And last week I had the tag team of the Rockness Monsters, Johnny Yuma and Johnny Goodtime. But due to that card that you had, I had to replace them with the Reno Scum. They really took it to the Illuminati and the Oracle connection. Clearly,
yeah.
The Reno Scum don't follow the lines that have been laid before. Oi! Oi!
Oi, 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 you're right. No, these guys
had an outfit, too.
That was
very
their,
good
that
outfit.
Was their, yeah, that was their debut at DOA, and they are going to be back again this February 28th show. They want to enter that tag tournament. So, I mean, you're hearing a lot more of a Reno Scum. The fans really get into them, and they get the crowd going. And they're not your typical wrestling tag team. They do what they do to win, and beating Oracle Connection like that. And you know, it's not an easy job. Those guys, Blanchard and Big Ugly, have been around for a while, and they're a very, very tough tag team.
Yes, Big Ugly, another wrestler that has very good talent. Kevin, do you come from a wrestling background yourself? Did you wrestle in the pro ranks or amateur?
No, I did not. I grew up in North Portland. I'm 53 now, and I started watching wrestling with my dad when I was like 8, and I lived right down the street from the Portland Sports Arena with Don Owens and them. And I went every Tuesday and Saturday night, never missed anything on TV. And about 20 years ago, I started working with the Kafouris when they ran wrestling again. And then I worked with ECCW out of Canada when they had some shows in Vancouver. Then I started my own promotion called NAWA, which ran some shows in Chehalis. And I took about 4 years off. Then I ran CPW for 4 years. Then I started up with the NAWA, which is now NWWA, which I do occasional shows with them. And then got together with Jason and guys and started DOA. I'm just a big wrestling fan, a big mark. What can you say?
We are. Oh, you certainly have a big stable of talented wrestlers in DOA.
A lot more coming in. We get calls. The owner, Terry Furness, he has been busy. He gets calls. We have more and more people wanting to come in from all over the country, and we're looking to set it up.
Well, I tell you, if any of your wrestlers want to come on our show, we'd be more than glad to have them.
Are you every Sunday at 1 o'clock? Or?
Yes, we
every
are.
Every Sunday at 1, yep.
Yeah, because I can maybe get Jason on there and maybe Dr. Cleaver. I can give them the number. I'm sure they'd be glad to call in and talk and let you know what's going on. And I'm sure Cleaver would like nothing more than talk. That's what he likes most.
Yeah, I noticed. I did give CJ a card, so hopefully this talented young wrestler will be calling in pretty soon.
To who?
CJ.
CJ, yeah, he may not. I know he has some strange working hours. If I had known to give him the number, I would have got hold of him. But no, I was going to say, is remember now, you've been to a few of our shows, so for fans that don't know what DOA is, kind of remember the old ECW days when Paul Heyman was in charge, and he had the high-flying stuff, some of the hardcore stuff, and we let the language go once in a while. We just enjoy entertaining the crowd. You know, trying to get away from the everyday stuff you see on WWE. And I think we're going to have to stop.
JD, do you have any more questions?
No, I need to make it down to one of your shows down there, Kevin.
Your partner there has been to two. Where have you been?
Where have I been? I've been hanging in TCW up here.
I was at a show a couple weeks last week with Caden Matthews was on,
okay.
He invited me down to come check out the TCW show, which I might do on the 13th. So,
well, I'd like to make it down there on the 28th and jack me up. I have no reason not to make it down there. So,
that's right. Don't then the next time I call in, you're gonna be in trouble.
I won't be in trouble.
I'll just send some of our big guys down there. Drexel's a small guy. He knows how to take care of people. I'll send him down there for you.
You're already sending him down here. We're getting.
I know. I'm telling you. between TCW and the DOA and some of the other promotions there in the Northwest, you know, the talent switches back and forth a lot. But there's a lot of it out there. The only thing I've ever said before, and I always say whenever I'm on a show, is that, you know, you guys, all these people that are listening or doing shows, there's more than just the WWE or TNA out there. There's a lot of good independent wrestling. And go see these guys before they cost you $50 to $60 to $100 to go see. See them now when you can meet them and meet them during intermissions and get their autographs and, you know, you're part of the show, not like the big time stuff now. You're part of the show when it comes to independent wrestling, so you always got to support it.
What Kevin's saying is absolutely right. The superstars that are in these promotions that are called the independents or called the indies are accessible. They are just great guys, and you have the chance to speak with them for, say, you know, 5-10 minutes, sometimes
right
after a show. So it's a great fan experience.
You know, and a lot of the things are is you don't get very – if you want to, you know, like afterwards, we always have a get-together at the pizza parlor, Jimmy O's, across the street. And we always end up with almost all the wrestlers show up, and a lot of the fans do, and have a few drinks and have some pizza, and everybody gets together and talks. And you don't get that when WWE comes to town, they're back on the plane, gone. You know, you spent your 50, 60 bucks, now you go home and think about it. Here, at
exactly.
least, you get to meet them, talk to them, and have a good time. It's worth the 10, 12 bucks. I mean, you're not paying a lot, and you get the whole bunch of entertainment for that much money.
Absolutely right.
So anyway, I'll let you guys go, but I will get hold of some of the wrestlers. I have your number. I'll tell them when the show's on and see if we can get some people to call in next week for you.
Okay, and your show is February 28th at in Oregon City?
February 28th, the Annex at 1703 Beaver Creek Road, Oregon City. And it's doors open at 4:30, bell times at 5.
Fantastic.
And you can go
seven.
We have a DOA MySpace wrestling channel, so you're always able to find us.
Okay, do you want to plug any of your online sites?
Yeah, we have the myspace.com/DOAProWrestling. We have DOAProWrestling.com. We have DOAProWrestlingVideo.com or DOAVideo.com. And we also have, if you go to YouTube and put in the wrestling channel and put in DOA or Pro Wrestling, you'll be able to get a lot of shows we've already done. You'll be able to go online and watch some of the matches and all the interviews and everything.
Okay, thank you for calling in today.
Keep them pretty busy. Yeah, and thanks for having me, and hope to see you at one of the shows soon.
You will see
Hey, Kevin?
Yes.
If I could butt in just one moment, I'd like to ask you a quick trivia question, if I could.
And I'll probably get it wrong. Go ahead.
Okay. Big John Studd wrestled for Fritz Von Erich's world-class promotion under which identity? One, the Assassin. Two, John Boulder. Three, Big Ben Castor. Or four, Captain USA.
I think it was two, but I'm probably wrong.
It was Captain USA.
Oh, okay. Well, there it goes to show how much I know. All right, you guys have a great day.
Hey, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hey, he is just one great guy, Dan.
Yep, one great guy who puts in many long hours, and he has a fantastic stable of wrestlers to build on,
Absolutely.
Build with.
Absolutely. I have watched a lot of DOA video, and there's some insane stuff going on there, just great ring action. So I'm looking forward to the 28th. Can I hitch a ride with you?
Only if I can wear my pork rind hat.
Okay. Well, we'll do it old school. We'll split gas. We'll split food. We'll head down.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so who are you picking in the Super Bowl today?
I'm going to go with the Colts. Manning will run wild.
Oh boy. You know, I'm still undecided, but if I had to lean one way, it would be the Colts. Oh.
You know, I also maybe could give the wrestlers a quick update of my weekly top seven rankings, if we have time.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, well, to the best of my collective memory, I had Tulalip Championship wrestler Hostile ranked fifth last week. I'm going to slip him to number seven. He doesn't slip out of the top seven based on his ability to bring ring presence personified to its highest state for TCW. You can't boot him out of the top seven.
Absolutely cannot.
At number six, I have DOA wrestler CJ Edwards. CJ survived the throw over the top rope, like I mentioned before, by the 7-foot monster of mayhem, Paul Isadora. I'd say he was about 8.5 Yeah, I'd say it was about an 8.5-foot fall, but he had the ring tenacity and sheer determination to get back in the ring until the match was complete. At number five, I replaced Hostile with Paul Isadora, winner of the January 31st DOA match that we so thoroughly covered. He was pitted against Bubba Blanchard and the aforementioned C.J. Edwards. And now, at number four, I have the sinner, Jason Sullivan, for his hardcore outside-the-ring action that was above and beyond the call of duty. At number three, I have DOA wrestler Thunder, who managed to withstand all Jason could dish out and still remain standing. And at number two, I have Big Dick Hurts for his nonstop kamikaze-like action that he unleashed upon his unfortunate opponents, rocking Ricky Gibson and Draven Vargas. Mr. Hurts also gets a number two spot for his styling ring attire. I have to say that he is a dedicated follower of fashion. And at number one, although, John, JD, this may ruffle the feathers of most of our listeners, Layla Lodge remains at number one for her stunning Boom City Rumble win. And that pretty much concludes my weekly update of the rankings.
Those rankings were absolutely amazing. Layla Lodge, number one?
Sure to create controversy.
Surely will. I'd like to talk a little bit about the TCW event that will be next Saturday night at the Pacific Rim Ballroom in Marysville, Washington, where you can see Layla Lodge. Bell time there is 5 p.m. Doors will open at 4:15 for advanced ticket holders, and you can pick up tickets to this and all to Layla Championship Wrestling events in advance at Who's On First Sports Cards in Marysville, Washington. That's 401 State Avenue, Marysville, Washington, for only $12. If there are any remaining tickets, they will be available at the door for $15 the night of the event. Nicole Matthews is going to be making an appearance on this card. Also in the feature matchup at the Pacific Rim, Vinnie V and Chico Alvarez encounter Chris Rizik and his partner and bodyguard, the Ideal Protection. In addition, the arrival of Cole Bishop. Are you kidding me? Casey Spinelli, Exile, Azul Angel, Dash Venture, Wild Card, and Caden Matthews, Aaron Bolo, Jason Sullivan, the list goes on, folks. Be sure to be at the Pacific Rim Ballroom on February 13th at 5 p.m. for a great night of mat action. I'd also like to mention IWF on Valentine's Day. This will be at the Buffalo Rose in Golden, Colorado, 6 p.m. bell time. For more information, go to IWFpromotions.com. On that card, there will be a match. Paul Stedich facing his mentor and someone he faced in his first match around a year ago, Mr. Adrian Grimm.
JD, I think that Paul Stedich also has a February 14th match coming up, and I believe he is walking down to the ring with a special valet that used to be another wrestler's valet.
Yes, that is that night, February 14th, that I was talking about, and he will be coming to the ring with a valet who has, for this event at least, been renamed Princess Toadstool?
I believe Princess Toadstool is right, yes.
This should be a great night of action anyway. Out there you have, of course I said Paul Stedich, Adrian Grimm, you have Eric Angel, you have Anderson Angel, just a ton of talent out there in IWF.
Yep, sounds like a very talented organization. Fans should get there, even use their frequent travel miles if they can. But, John, I'd like to ask you a wrestling trivia question, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Pro wrestling promotions often set up fictional storylines between several superstars to generate interest in a certain matchup. Even when outside the ring, most wrestlers will adhere to his or her character, and sometimes there will be incidents that appear to be real that are staged by the promotion as a part of a wrestler's story. What is the term used to describe this? Is it 1, kayfabe? This is also known as a work. 2, life ploy? 3, action scene, or 4, fraudulation. Now, I got to remind viewers that one of the most notorious examples of this was a feud between comedian Andy Kaufman and a wrestler, Jerry the King Lawler. What are your what's your choice on the four above choices? Kayfabe, Life Boy, Action Scene, and Provulation.
I'll pick A.
You are correct, kayfabe. It's also known as a work. Yes.
Okay. I have a final note on this, the February 7th, 2010 edition of Turnbuckle Turmoil. We here at Turnbuckle Turmoil were deeply saddened to hear of the passing of former NWA heavyweight champion Jack Briscoe on Monday, February 1st. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Briscoe family, as well as all those whose lives were touched by this fine man.